It was World Cup action yesterday. Argentina stunned England with a couple of goals late in the game. I think like 75, 85 minutes
wow,
in or something.
That's late.
It was late in the game. England was up 1-0. Then it was Argentina and Messi coming in to take care of business. They will face Spain on Sunday in the halftime show. Pretty much the thing that's got you stoked.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
11 minutes of star power.
Exactly.
You don't care if Spain or Argentina wins the whole thing.
No.
It'll be a spectacle. Mm. I don't know. It's going to be fun. Crazy story coming out this morning out of Maryland of a dude that robbed a bank with a stolen kitten. Like, it's one thing to...
Oh, poor kitty.
Yeah, Kitty Head did not sign up for this. Apparently, guy stole a cat. Well, here's the dispatcher explaining exactly what went down. It's a beautiful cat. It's I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. When I say tuxedo kitten, like, it has it's a black and white cat,
yeah.
And it looks like it's wearing a little bow tie, like a little tuxedo. Huh. That's a tuxedo print or design or whatever. That's the markings on a cat. It's really cute. Its name is Magnolia. And this dude stole Magnolia from a Pet Supplies Plus, then carried the stolen cat to a nearby bank, asked the bank manager to please hold the kitten while he made out his note, his robbery note. Because I guess I don't know what bank etiquette is, but I understand.
That's bizarre.
You think?
Like,
please hold this stolen cat while I write my robbery note.
Was this in Florida?
Hold on. This pen doesn't work. Do you have one that works? No, this was Maryland.
Oh,
so yeah, I guess
Maryland, man.
I'm just assuming this person traveled from Florida to Maryland.
Probably.
But anyhow, the cat's back or up for adoption or whatever. I think it was always up for adoption.
Oh, somebody will adopt it.
Absolutely. It's a very, very cute cat. So note to self, bring a cat to... No, don't rob banks. Like, it's not good. We'll get through the day and try and understand
like, really?
People.